Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel.
Sorry, dude, it's eating candy.
I know.
It's Halloween, man.
I keep forgetting that. And in downtown Seattle, it's hard to know. I mean, seriously. Anyway, we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam, who thought the English channel was Univision with subtitles, and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has, so give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Home of Toes, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,210. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Our Halloween spooktacular.
Spooky.
See, Motley Crue, Shout of the Devil. Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Get it?
Who's scarier, the devil or Vince Neil?
I mean, I'd rather interview the devil, to be honest with you.
Didn't go so well with Vince.
Came down to the two. At least he'd be nice.
Right.
He's got no reason to be angry. Dude, I'm the devil. So what?
Head champs back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Talk about scary. The bartender doesn't want to serve you anything. You have 13 things that bartenders say that will get you ignored every single time.
Every single time.
Okay. Are you guilty of any of these?
Maybe one of them, but the one that I think we all might be guilty of, minus Mike, is not intentional.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
I feel like that's true a lot of times when I'm at the bar under anger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah, well, it's not. There's just one that, yeah, you're just like, oh, well, yeah, I clearly did that once.
That could be. I'm sure we've all done some of these things, but hopefully you live and you learn and you realize that.
Everybody in here is a pretty good bar customer.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point. I realize how important it is to me.
Right. Yeah.
But some of them, I think a lot of them, too, you're going to see that you would see people probably in their 20s do or whatever.
Okay.
D-backs.
Okay. All right.
So 13 things bartenders say that will get you ignored every single time. What else do we have for you today? An invitation to join us for the Ola Days Porter Party going down this Saturday from 4 until 8 at Black Raven in Woodinville. Stop by and try for the first time ever the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter from Black Raven, 7.5 ABV. So that's going to have a little nice punch to it.
Yeah.
With notes of grandma's rum balls or grandpa's, chocolate, vanilla, orange peel, and holiday spices. We do not want to discriminate on who makes the holiday goodies in the house.
Yeah, but the point's been made. You might find out that one of the guys brewing at Black Raven's like, dude, seriously, it's my grandmother's famous rum balls.
Yeah.
It wasn't granddad. He was horrible.
Okay.
He was racist.
Yeah.
It's my grandmother making those. She was racist, too, but we liked the rum balls.
We're going to be there from 4 to 8. It's absolutely free. So stop by and try.
Grandma's racist rum balls.
Yeah, I mean, racist. Like, that's what's in there, man. You can't just change the wording.
Why is it racist?
Well, we just made his grandmother.
You never met my grandma.
It has chocolate and vanilla. Orange peel.
But more vanilla.
And grandma's rum balls.
Vanillas would make it good.
That's going to be a good beer. Hopefully next week we'll have some locations near you where you can try the brand new Men's Room Holidays Porter. If not, join us on Saturday up in Woodinville.
And join us for our debut of the Porter Party Porta Potty. Oh, top that.
Yeah.
I can't believe Disney doesn't. Do they have that at Disney World?
Well,
They have porta potties. You did just have a standard bathroom.
Standard bathrooms.
Boo. See, we've stepped up. Black Raven's got standard bathrooms. You need to use the bathroom. We got a porta potty, porta potty,
and Honey Bucket. They stepped up for us.
Thank you, Honey Bucket.
So we want to thank Brian up there for doing that for your photo opportunities while you're in enjoying the holiday season.
Yeah, why the hell not, man?
You'll be able to take a picture out in front of the porta potty. By the way, Honey Bucket does do a contest where one of two things can happen. So you take a picture in front, not inside,
right?
To qualify, right? And then they've got a QR code that you scan, and you send them your picture, and you can either win $1,000 or your own honey bucket that's yours. You own the honey
bucket. What are they looking for in these pictures, right? I mean, I've seen some of the
pictures. I know what I was looking at.
Okay.
And there's a lot of festival pictures, a lot of people by the lake, so to speak, by the river. A lot of bathing suit pictures are
in the
summertime.
I mean, I feel like the summertime is when the honey bucket thrives out for recreational and pleasure.
Can the Porter Party Porta Potty be part of that contest? So in other words, if they take a good picture outside of the Porter Party Porta Potty, I would like to think that the fine folks at Honey Bucket go like, you know what, man, that's a great picture.
Generally, the rules are right there on the Honey Bucket.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Like, on the Honey Bucket itself.
No, you scan the QR code on the Honey Bucket.
I can be in
I just walk in the door?
I never have, Ted. And now that you say that, I feel bad. I have never read anything on the Honey Bucket, other than whether it's occupied or not. They could have been like, hey, man, look under there, there's $1,000. I wouldn't know. I've never read it.
Yep. There was at one of our parties.
$1,000 on the bottom of a Honey Bucket.
Yeah. Well, you get 100 people, you know what I mean, take the picture in front of that, and if you all win, you know, you can just split time with the Honey Bucket.
Oh, if you take the Honey Bucket.
Yeah. Whenever you need it, man. You have an outdoor barbecue. You got it that weekend. No problem. You know, whatever the deal is. So hopefully you can join us up at the Black Raven Brewing Facility in Woodinville. Try the brand new beer for the very first time. And again, 4 until 8. Hopefully you can swing by sometime during the afternoon and enjoy a beer and hang out with us.
Well, now you got me thinking, man. So I want to take like a massive group photo. Anyone shows up in front of the Porta Party Porta Potty.
Surrounding it behind
and,
it
right,
in front
and,
of it.
And submit it to Honey Bucket. But look, if we win, what I would do is give the money to Fisher House.
Ooh,
right? If we're getting $1,000
or a honey bucket.
Send a honey bucket to Fisher House.
Maybe someone just wants some privacy. They like going outdoors.
That would be the move.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we could have given you $1,000, but no, we got you. You're important about it. You are welcome.
Thank you. Yes. And today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy's been Pam. It took her 13 questions to get one right. And as we like to do, we like to do a little Men's Room poll. And last week, we asked you to eliminate one. And here are your choices. You would eliminate cleaning. In other words, in your lifetime, you would never have to clean anything ever again. Pretty good deal. Also, you could eliminate daylight savings, which we get to enjoy here coming up on, I guess, technically
Sunday morning
when we wake up. You could eliminate Valentine's Day. And finally, just the idea of getting sick.
Right.
For the rest of your life. So here's how the poll shook out. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, coming in fourth place, 8% said I'd get rid of Valentine's Day if I could eliminate one thing. In third place with 23%, cleaning. Shockingly enough, although that would be higher up. Daylight savings came in second at 32%. Overwhelmingly, you took the practical answer and said, if I could, 38%, I would never get sick again. All right, so this week, the Men's Room poll, being that it is our Halloween spooktacular, you're going to be chased, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be chased by one of four and you have to pick one of the four. Let us know why you think you have the best chance if you are being chased by one of these legendary horror movie characters.
All right.
Number one is Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street. He is introduced in the first movie, believe it or not, and a lot of people don't remember this, as a child killer.
Oh, really?
He's a child killer.
Well, yeah, I guess he's going after teens, or that mean like child.
Well,
because he only killed kids.
I mean,
I never really thought about that, but yeah, man, it was like adults worried about going to sleep. It was just like they're kids.
Well, I think somewhere, I think that's just common sense, right? Like, I don't think most adults wake up and be like, oh, there's a ghost in my room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but if Freddy Krueger is actually in my dream, I'd be like,
But I'm saying I can fathom why they said, hey, he kills kids, because that's natural. Oh, right, kids are having these nightmares.
He is from the fictitious town of Springwood, Ohio.
Springwood.
Who kills his victims with a bladed leather glove. He crafted in a boiler room where he used to take his 20 victims. He is captured, but is set free on a technicality when it's discovered that the search warrant was not signed in the right place. That's why Freddy Krueger got off.
That's why he got to kill kids.
He is hunted down by a mob made up of the town's vengeful parents and cornered in the boiler room. The mob douses the building with gasoline and sets it on fire by throwing Molotov cocktails, which burns him alive. But when his body dies, his spirit lives on within the dreams of a group of teenagers and pre-adolescents living on Elm Street. He preys on them by entering their dreams and killing them in their dreams.
Did he only kill kids specifically on Elm Street? I'm just thinking back now.
Well, in the first one, yes.
Okay, so if I lived one street over on, I don't know, Magnolia Boulevard, I'm cool, but my buddy's on Elm Street, bad news for them.
He is killed at the end of the film by Nancy Thompson, the character, but the last scene reveals that, once again, Freddy Krueger actually survived.
Mm-hmm.
And had many, 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 many...
I got sequels to do.
Many more movies. Next up, we have Jason. Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. He made his first cinematic appearance in the original one in 1980. He is portrayed in the memories of his mother and as a nightmare of the film's protagonist. Although not a central character in the original movie, believe it or not, he is still the catalyst of the film's plot. So you see, Mrs. Voorhees is the main antagonist, and she seeks
revenge
for her son's drowning, which she blames on the irresponsible camp counselors.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's second appearance is in the sequel, Part 2, revealed to be alive. An adult Jason exacts revenge on Alice for decapitating his mom in the original movie.
I can see where his anger comes from.
That's it. Next up on the list, we have Michael Myers from Halloween. He is the
character... Not from SNL?
No, from the slasher film series. First appeared in 1978.
Damn.
In the John Carpenter film. As a young boy who murders his older sister. Now, 15 years later, he escapes Smith's Grove Sanitarium and returns to his hometown of Haddonfield, Illinois, where he stalks a teenage babysitter while his psychiatrist attempts to track him down. After murdering three of his babysitter's friends, he finally attacks her as well. She fends him off long enough for the psychiatrist to arrive and shoots Michael 6 times, knocking him off a balcony, where the babysitter goes to check on the body, and she finds the body is gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, man.
Halloween 2, if you're wondering, picks up directly where the original ended. Michael follows Laurie to a local hospital, kills the staff one by one.
And credit to Halloween.
What's that?
It's just a good setup.
Mm-hmm. But the twist, Ted, you see.
What do you mean? At the end there?
Right, because the body's gone. Oh, yeah. So it's like, all right, I guess they people will want a number two.
Yeah, the beginning of number two, he's rubbing his hip going, ooh.
Yeah.
Ah.
The curveball is Michael follows the babysitter to a local hospital, kills the staff. Then the psychiatrist discovers that Lori, the babysitter, is really Michael's younger sister and rushes to the hospital to find them. Lori then shoots Michael in the eyes. The psychiatrist blows up a theater. The babysitter escapes. And Michael, again, he escapes from the explosion, engulfed in flames, before finally collapsing dead and reappearing in many more movies.
He's also a big Star Trek fan, Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah, he's got the William Shatner mask on.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm. And finally, on getting chased by one of these four characters, it is Chucky. The main antagonist in Child's Play, Chucky is portrayed as a vicious serial killer. As he bleeds out from a gunshot wound that transforms his soul into a good guy doll and continually tries to transfer it to a human body. That is his goal.
Well, that's what happens when you get shot and die, Miles.
And remember, the doll is possessed.
Yeah.
By the way, it's an award-winning movie.
What?
Believe it or not, in 1999.
For what?
The Chucky character was nominated for the MTV Movie Award Best Villain.
Okay.
For Bride of Chucky.
Oh, right? Bride of Chucky.
So, yeah. Chucky, if you're wondering, he's got hardware in his man cave. Chucky made his first appearance in 1988. In the film, a serial killer named Charles Lee Ray, a.k.a. Chucky, uses a voodoo ritual inside a toy store to transfer his soul into a good guy doll to escape a detective who was looking for him.
You've never done that?
No.
Oh, man, anytime the cops are hot on me, voodoo ritual, put myself in a doll, get away with it.
So he takes his soul and transforms into the doll, which you know is Chucky, right? Because he's trying to escape the police. So he pretends in the toy store to be an inanimate object. Chucky then is bought and given to a young Andy Barclay and then begins to terrorize the entire family, even when they realize that this doll is probably alive. Now, Chucky made a second appearance in 1990 in Child's Play 2, and then 91 in Child's Play 3, and then 98 with Bride of Chucky, and then in 2004 with Seed of Chucky, which was actually an adult flick.
How did he pull that off?
Jennifer Tilly, by the way, is
yes.
Seed of Chucky.
It's only Chucky I've watched scenes from.
See, I mean, I don't want to get into the birds and bees, but how did the puppet pull it off, man?
Mm-hmm. Of course, we can't forget.
You know, look, like Baby Alive, they had a thing where she could pee and poop in a diaper. I've just never heard of, hey, with the new Chucky doll, he can ejaculate, kids.
That's crazy.
Get it now for Christmas.
Seed of Chucky.
Yeah.
And, of course, can't forget 2013, Curse of the Chucky, which saw the series return to the straightforward horror elements found in the first three.
Oh, thank God.
So they kind of, you know, Rick Rubin'd it.
Yeah, there you go. What made you good the first time
with
around,
Curse
Chuck?
Of Chucky, yeah.
I don't know. I got married to some broad and people stopped watching my movies.
Then, of course, 2017, who could forget Cult of Chucky?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They all try to stop Chucky's plans once and for all. He's trying to split his soul into as many bodies and dolls as he can, creating a Cult of Chucky, thus Cult of Chucky.
So what do? They just have like a bunch of ideas, like written on a dartboard, and then you put it on a blindfold, you throw a dart, and whatever idea you hit, that's the next Chucky movie.
Yeah.
I think the guy that came up with the idea that the doll could have sex with Jennifer Tilly, they were like, what do you got next, Steve? You're on fire, dude.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yes.
You're a rock star, a go-getter.
Cult of Chucky on the soundtrack sung by Living Colored. And then, finally, the 2019 reboot of Child's Play. They went back
Good
and just...
God!
Do you guys remember who voiced Chucky in the reboot of Child's Play in 2019? This is probably a man who has one of the most iconic roles in, at least, my lifetime film history.
Like 70s, 80s, 90s, someone who's been around.
Yep. This is a guy we all know.
Known as a dramatic actor, comedic actor, a little bit of everything.
Well, dramatic to the point of sometimes just being comedic and how bad it was at times, but not the worst in the world.
That, I think of William Shatner.
Okay, that's not a bad guess.
So dramatic, it gets comedic, even though they're not trying to be funny.
I mean, when his aunt and uncle died, that was probably the most realistic scene I've seen, where he did not overact.
And I don't know, man.
Can we get a hint that's not personal?
Yeah. Luke Skywalker.
Oh, Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill
okay.
is Chucky.
All right.
Yes. Mark frickin' Hamill. Can you believe that? So, our men's room poll, you're going to get chased by one. And whatever your theory is on how you can foil this attempt, will it be Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Chucky? Who are you guys taking?
I'm taking Jason. And look, he's a badass. Not a lot of things kill him, but in all the movies that I've seen, and granted, I've only seen three or four of the probably 13 movies he has, but in none of those movies did I ever see him run. Now, Mike made a good point that you've been running. You run, what did you say, a 3K, you trip over one branch, and in that time, he's right behind you, but he never runs, man. So I'm going to run away from
him. Well, I feel like Michael Myers appears a lot, too.
All you got to do for him to get your ass is fall asleep, man. I mean, that's inevitable. I'm not messing with Freddy.
See, I'm taking Freddy.
Taking Freddy Krueger?
Yep.
You taking no dose? What are you doing?
No, meth.
Just stay awake.
Just haven't been to work, lost a bunch of weight, but I'm not dead.
Freddy's like, I cannot believe how long this dude's been awake.
Yeah, and it's like, he's making some weird music now, too.
I'm taking Chucky because my legs are longer.
What, you can outrun him?
I'm not a fast man. Never have been. But I have a feeling that if I needed to and he was chasing me.
No, man. If I remember this right, Chucky has a weird hustle. Like, it's not like you necessarily saw him run, right? But you were running down the stairs. And when you turn around, he's at the top of the stairs. Somehow, when you get to the bottom of the stairs, he's the already around the corner. I don't know what he does.
Okay. He could probably throw that knife, too.
Yeah, he probably gets. He always has a knife, right? He never didn't have it. Okay.
Yeah, he keeps that blade on him.
Men's room poll, get chased by one. Will it be Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Chucky? Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. We'll take a break. Come back with Big Dummy right after.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
After these.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Let's do this. The game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Jeff. Boo.
Hola.
Hola. Jeff, sober, not sober.
Unfortunately.
Say that one more time. Your phone broke up.
Sober.
Sober. Right. Sober. Okay. I think he said he's at work, unfortunately.
All right.
Yeah.
No reason to be sober.
All right, you're going to get chased by one on our men's room poll. Are you taking Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
I want to say Freddy because I never knew him, but I think I got to go Chucky because I could probably just punt him off a bridge.
All right, again.
I always thought the same thing. How many movies does that dude have? Like, apparently, no matter what you do, Chucky's still going to be on your ass.
Now, plus, I'm a ginger, so I don't have a soul for him to take anyway.
Yeah, he wouldn't even bother.
See, that's a strong point.
But I did. I know you don't have a soul, so I'm not even going to kill you. You're no fun. Yeah. All right, Jeff, here is your question. What actress was Tom Cruise's first wife?
Oh, man, I don't have a clue on that one.
Hmm. You guys have any idea?
Yes, I do. Hold on. She's got black curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
Black curly hair?
Yes.
I was thinking about the Australian.
Nope.
What
is her name?
That's exactly what I'm
asking. It's been a long time. She was popular there for a minute. Minnie Driver?
That's what I always say. It's Mimi Rogers.
Oh, Mimi Rogers. Mimi Rogers.
Mimi.
I knew something like that.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly.
Same.
So your next question is, how many times has Tom Cruise been married?
Let's go 14.
Wow.
Three.
So
Nicole Kidman.
Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman, and Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's married and divorced like every year.
So that's kind of what he does.
I mean, to his credit, he stretched it out over 20-some years.
It looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
He and John Stamos. All right, your question, what superhero team is Reed Richards a member of? Reed Richards.
Ooh. Old Reed.
Mm-hmm. Richards. That'd be Richards. Is that the Justice League?
Can't be the Avengers.
Nope.
X-Men?
Now, what's the one I watched?
They keep trying to make movies and they flop every time. It doesn't matter how.
Suicide Squad.
Nope. Fantastic Four. Oh. The Fantastic Four. Baby. They are fantastic.
Want to do brunch?
Jesus.
Wow.
Hello, the Fantastic Four. All right, your question, if you're hypoglycemic, what do you suffer from? Hypoglycemic.
Low blood sugar.
Boom.
Okay.
Oh, low blood sugar.
You knew that one.
Hyper is high, hypo is low.
Okay.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Tom, our men's room poll, you're going to get chased by one. Are you taking Freddy Krueger, Jason, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
I would say Jason, because I think the other three have like a supernatural contact. Jason seems like just pure human.
All right.
You sure about that, man?
I mean, Jason's got some supernatural hair. He's dead.
And he's drowned, been beaten to death, shot, electrocuted, stabbed. And homeboy just keeps coming back.
Yes, he does.
He's like that guy you hate fighting. Like, dude, just stay down. Just stay down. All right, your question. Barbara Millicent Roberts is better known by what name?
Yep.
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Barbara. I have no idea. Barbara Bush?
Oh, so close. You know her as Barbie.
Oh,
the doll?
I should have known that.
It's Barbara Millicent Rodriguez. Hmm. Don't be so uncouth to call her Barbie.
I did not know
that. It's like one of her dumb friends.
What's Ken's last name?
Ooh.
That was a good question.
He does a bunch of, TV specials.
Well, he's just a Ken. He's just Ken.
Kenneth Sean Carson.
Kenneth Carson.
Kenneth Carson.
Ken Carson.
Born March 11th, 1961.
Come on down.
1960 what?
61.
He's getting up there in age. They need to recast that Barbie movie. Hey, Ryan, you're a little too young for this role.
From Willows, Wisconsin.
Of course.
Wisconsin. So you know he's a boozer.
Yeah, definitely.
I like beer and cheese.
Go Badgers.
I like this Barbie gal.
Yeah, now he has that accent.
Barbie is not from Wisconsin.
Hell no. It's really a little thicker. All right, your question. Ho Chi Minh City was formerly known as what? Siam, Saigon, Peking, or Calcutta?
Saigon.
It is Saigon.
It was Saigon, yes. Ho Chi Minh City.
Are those are they cities that once were and no longer are?
So what do you mean?
Is Calcutta no longer a city?
I think they just changed the name. So, like, Saigon was Saigon. They just changed the name. That's it. India did it with, Bombay to Mumbai.
Yeah.
Same city, changed the name. And didn't Turkey do it with one of their cities? I feel like they recently-ish had a name change.
Hmm.
Okay. I don't know. Sometimes it goes back to something a little more traditional as well.
Yeah. Right. Game is big colonial, I think.
206-803.
Yeah, no. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Cheyenne, team sober. Welcome to the program.
Cheyenne, men's room poll, get chased by one. Will it be Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
Hold on, Cheyenne, say that again. Your phone sounds like crap.
I said, I'm assuming Freddy because that would be in the dream world. So,
why do you think that's better?
Because if it's in the dream world, maybe I could fly or something. I don't know.
I mean,
did you see the movie? Because it really didn't work out well for those kids.
That is kind of how the third one was the Dream Warriors. And so they figured out how to harness the power of dreams to then fight back against
Freddy. Yeah, but they were Dream Warriors.
True.
Cheyenne, you don't strike me as a Dream Warrior. I could be wrong. Are you a Dream Warrior?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Ah, yeah.
Can you control what you do in your dreams?
No, not as far as I know.
Okay.
All right, your question. What was Adolf Hitler's actual title? Prime Minister, President, Chancellor, or Emperor?
Prime Minister?
Nope.
Chancellor.
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 All right, your question. For which two movies did Tom Hanks win two consecutive Oscars for Best Actor?
Trying to think. Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
And That's the Way.
Oh. Is it Philadelphia?
Forrest Gump and Philadelphia. Actually, oddly enough, good of a job as Tom Hanks did in Castaway that year. Wilson actually got the Oscar Best Actor.
Cool.
Yeah.
I thought he got Best Supporting.
There was a little bit of stuff about that, but they said, look, in the end, everyone remembers Wilson. Mm-hmm. What was the name of Tom Hanks' character in Castaway? What was the volleyball's name in Castaway?
Wilson.
Boom. That's all it is.
That's a good question. I have no idea what the character's name was.
Right. But everyone knows
the brother. It was Chuck something. I know that.
All right.
But, yeah.
And ended up Chuck and Wilson.
You're launching a search for Chuck something?
We're looking for a Chuck something. I don't know. Water. Delivery dude. Chuck something.
Works for FedEx?
Yeah. FedEx, UPS, we don't know. Look, his name's Chuck something.
He delivers stuff.
If you see him, you might not even know it. But just call us if you see a guy who looks wet.
I feel like there's a wide range of Chucks.
You mean as far as how they're going to act?
Yes.
I would definitely say so. There's a Chuck that works for us down in Portland. Real nice guy. A guy named Chuck that I kind of grew up with. Complete idiot.
Yeah, I had kind of a distant family member whose name was Chuck.
What kind of Chuck was he?
Loose cannon.
Okay.
Charles is the sophisticated
one. Charles wants you to know, I'm not up to the Chuck stuff.
But there's also, like you're saying, I know a lot of Chucks that are just like you'd expect. Kind of just plain, guy. I'm Chuck.
Yeah.
I've raised family. Got a home.
I'm Chuck. I don't need to tell anything else about myself. It's all in the name. I'm a good guy. I'm Chuck. That's Chuck E.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kind of distant relative I had, that guy made liquor at home.
Oh, wow.
And didn't have, a distilling process.
Oh, amazing. Oh,
that guy.
Yeah.
It's a little hot.
Miles.
You don't need both your eyes.
He ended up living in a trailer in Pensacola.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, exactly.
You know this, Chuck Miles.
All right, Cheyenne, your question. Which Shakespearean character has the most lines?
Ooh.
In fact, if you're a theater actor, and I guess if you land this gig, that's the biggest effing deal that there is.
Hamlet.
It is Hamlet.
That would have been Othello.
Not a bad one. I just feel like any theater actors from high school through now, if Hamlet's the production and they land the role of Hamlet, it's you might as well win the Super Bowl.
But that's a lot to memorize.
It is. They said, there's a ton of lines. I think maybe that's why. Just because there's so many lines.
It's the ultimate
you're the title. Yeah, absolutely.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, look, it's the Three Musketeers guy. I'm Hamlet, dude.
My bad.
Sure, whatever.
Who?
Yeah. Bad costume.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Terry, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Terry. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Terry, you're going to get chased by one in our men's room poll. Are you taking Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
Chucky.
Dolls do freak me out, though. More so than people.
It depends on the doll.
Yep.
Because a Chucky doll, I understand what the movie is, but if you had that in your room as a kid, I wouldn't have given it a second thought. But then they make movies like Annabelle. I'm like, I would assume that thing's cursed. What kind of normal-ass kid wants an effing doll that looks like that in a room, man? Seriously. Chucky, you go oh, that's a surprise that he kills people. Annabelle, I'd be of course she's possessed.
Didn't you have to take a doll out of your room so your cousin wouldn't freak out?
We had, my uncle had bought me, when did Poltergeist come out? 80, 81 or something like this. So I had not seen the movie. My cousins came to visit. And now, keep in mind, I had bunk beds, and there's a string puppet of a clown. Okay, so I'm sleeping on the top bunk. My cousin's on the bottom bunk. And he's like, Steven, you got to get rid of the clown. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a freaking puppet. He's like, man, I saw this movie Poltergeist, and he's trying to explain it to me, and I'm still like, dude. But this went on long enough, so I finally grabbed the freaking clown. Keep in mind, his sister, Kristen, she is giving him a hard time. Jason, you're being a chicken, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, well, you put it in the room you're sleeping. It's like, fine, I will. Maybe 2 minutes go by. Now there's a knock on my door. Kristen's like, I can't. I'm like, guys, it is a freaking clown. It's not even real. What is your problem? So about a month later, I saw the movie, and that is when the clown left my bedroom permanently. I'm like, oh.
One of my favorite movie-going experiences was watching an Annabelle movie. There comes a point where they're, you know, they go into a room, and there's a whole bunch, like, of faceless dolls just lined in this room, and all of a sudden I hear from the other side, F that!
You speak for all of us, my friend. All right, Terry, your question. In the movie Ant-Man, what female hero disappears into the subatomic quantum realm while disabling a Soviet nuclear missile?
Yeah.
I actually did all that last
week.
Ant-Woman. I like that. No. Wouldn't that just be your aunt? It'd be Wasp.
Oh, the Wasp.
Oh.
Wasp, yeah. She's waspy.
What?
East Coast thing.
Yeah, old term.
Okay.
All right, the question. What carved stone was the key to understanding Egyptian hieroglyphics? I bet you you've heard of this thing.
Would this also help people translate, maybe?
That is correct.
Learn new languages?
Uh-huh. That is why they named it that.
That's a good hint.
That's exactly why
they named it that.
Adds up now.
I know, right? You just go like, oh, okay, that makes complete sense.
What is it? Rosetta.
Bam!
Well, it wasn't Babel.
You know it's not Babel.
Actually,
that's the other one, though.
It was the Blarney Stone.
The Blarney Stone,
yeah. They had to wait till the Irish came around.
I can tell you what all those hieroglyphics are talking about. It's got that wolf head up there. It's because they're rubbing
help you out. It's got a cipher for you.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Ron.
Give her a smooch. She'll tell you what she says.
Give me three more pints of Guinness. I can read lettuce.
Round's on me, boys.
All right.
Split the G.
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Andrea, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to get chased by one. Are you taking Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
Chucky.
Do you have any dolls that look like Chucky?
What was that?
I said, did you ever own any dolls that look like Chucky?
Oh, God, no. I'm not into horror movies, so I honestly didn't even know who to pick.
Okay, all right. Are you not familiar with Chucky or Freddy Krueger or Jason or Michael Myers?
I'm aware of them, but didn't watch.
Do yourself a favor. Just watch the first movie of all of those characters. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
That's all you
got to
do, yeah. Trust me, it will not keep you up at night. I promise you.
Okay.
All right. Here is your question. The abbreviation BC means before Christ, but it's been updated to BCE. What does BCE stand for? In Canada, it's before Christ, eh? But for the rest of us. You know the test? Yeah.
No, I did not know that one. Thanks, dude.
Wait, what was that?
So the abbreviation BC means before Christ, right? So like in 10 BC, something happened. But it's been updated to BCE. What does BCE stand for?
Before Christ exists?
Not a bad guess.
No.
Before Common Era.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's why they updated.
You know, I was watching a show the other day about greatest histories mysteries.
Yeah.
They're not even sure year one is correct.
You can't be.
Yeah.
All we can do is guarantee that it's 2024 years past whenever they determined it was year one. But,
we can do that today.
We're roundabout.
Just start over.
Let's just start over. We didn't get it right.
I mean, they were doing a good job of, going through history and looking at the census and this and that. They figured it was probably 200 years. He was born 200 years before that.
My thing is, how do you figure out the B.C.? Because what year was Christ born? Because you weren't, keeping dates the way we are now. They weren't saying, this so-and-so B.C.
Yeah.
I have no idea. So we're just 2024 years past when they said, just make it year one. Guys, just no, it's year one.
Well, that's what's good about the history's mysteries. They don't come to solid conclusions.
That's good.
Still a mystery. Yeah. Still don't know.
We don't know. All right, your question. What metal is also known as quicksilver?
As quicksilver?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What metal?
What metal? Metal.
Aluminum? Aluminum?
Mercury.
Mercury.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, aluminum's not a bad
the Mercury Capri you had.
That's the fastest car
pretty
ever.
Fast.
Oh, I had a Mercury Topaz.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Okay. 20 years and you still disrespect that car.
No, I don't.
You never get it right, though. You never call it a Topaz. I mean, you call it anything.
Or you call it a Ford Tempo.
Because you were a Mercury family. I was not.
Right. You'd always call it a Tempo.
I know the Ford version.
Topaz.
Yeah.
Topaz. Sure, caught on fire.
But it's still
Topaz. But you will respect it. Had electric seatbelts.
In front of the fire hydrant, right?
Yeah. The back window didn't work. But respect it, my husband.
Okay. Respect that Topaz.
Couldn't roll the windows down.
All right, your question.
Well, you can roll
no rear view mirror.
They wouldn't come back up.
No rear view mirror.
All right, your question. Musician Drake first gained popularity appearing on what TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know this.
Oh, my gosh. I do know this, but I can't remember what it's called.
He's in a wheelchair.
Was he in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I know nothing about it other than Drake used to be in it.
Put in a wheelchair.
I cannot remember. I totally grew up with it, but...
I don't even want to tell you. Because all you're going to be so
Degrassi.
Mad.
Degrassi.
Degrassi, the next generation.
Dang it.
Mike, it sounded harsh the way you just said it. Put right. He did get shot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he get shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got
the hell kind of show was this?
He got school shooting.
School shooting?
It was a show that basically tackled a lot of things that various kids might run into throughout their high school.
Okay.
But every kid
Drake's got BD.
Like there was a kid that had like an eating disorder. There was a kid that, like, was on drugs. There was a kid that, you know, got in with a bad gang. The great thing is that it was all resolved within 20 minutes.
Just like real life.
Right. I mean, it was, but to its credit, yeah, they took on real issues of high school kids.
Oh, yeah. There was a kid that drank, like, 3/4 of a bottle of tequila and, you know, one shot. Wow.
I like him. He grew up to be on the men's room.
That's right.
All right, Andrea. Your question, the character Short Round was the sidekick of what movie hero?
Yeah.
Short Round.
I want to say he just won an Oscar.
Yes,
he did. Many years later. Yeah, he just won an Oscar. What movie was he in? Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Yeah.
Danny DeVito?
No, not Danny.
I can see why you might guess that. No, that would be Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Andre, hang on for us, man. We got to do a little break here.
More Big Dummy on the way. Get in there. 206-803-ROCK.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.